My name is Ketsia, LMKETSIAAURELIE, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Katie Jordan, KATIEJORDEN. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 5. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 59 from 75, creatinine of 4.5 from 5.0, and a GFR of 9 from 8. There is evidence of pyuria and hematuria, microscopic hematuria. However, the patient denies any symptoms. The culture is negative. Period. We are still pending the results of the urine protein, urine creatinine, in order to calculate the amount of proteinuria. In the urine, and to, in order to calculate the amount of protein in the urine, period. She denies any complaints or any uremic symptoms and reports feeling well overall, period. We advise her to utilize one third of white vinegar mixed with two thirds of water to cleanse her vaginal area to help maintain the acidity and prevention of future pyuria or bacteriuria. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has remained stable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained stable with A1C of 6.3%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, anemia of chronic disease with H&H of 9.3 and 28.4%. She is asymptomatic. Continue with iron supplementation. We will request iron studies. Period. She reports normal bowel movements. Next line, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.4. This is likely related to the advanced CKD. We emphasize the importance of low potassium diet and provided her with written information on the recommended restrictions. Period. She verbalizes understanding. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 214 over 94. Per the patient and her daughter, the patient had forgotten to take her medication this morning and states she will take it as soon as she gets home, period. Her reported home blood pressure readings range from systolic blood pressure of 140 to 150, and diastolic blood pressure of 70 to 80, period. She is euvolemic and denies any dizziness or headaches, period. We greatly emphasize the importance of decreased sodium in the diet to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as decreased overall fluid intake of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism, we will order MBD labs for the next visit. Next line, GERD, continue famotidine, 40 milligrams daily. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months. However, we advise the patient to report any uremic symptoms such as fatigue, nausea, or vomiting, loss of appetite, weight loss, pruritus, and peripheral edema, as well as fatigue. And